And to Moscow now, where a suicide bombing outside a busy underground metro station killed at least 10 people. Dozens more were hurt, many of them seriously. The explosion comes exactly 1 week after two Russian passenger planes were brought down by terrorist attacks. Officials say a female bomber was responsible for today's bombing outside a station in the northeast of Moscow. NPR's Lawrence Sheets joins us from the scene of that bombing. And Lawrence, what are the latest details on what happened?
Well, police now definitively saying that this was a suicide bomber. There had been some reports earlier saying this could have been a car bombing, but police now saying that this was a female suicide bomber, that she approached the Rishki metro station. This is near central Moscow. It's a very busy area. That apparently she approached the doorway, saw two security guards on duty, became scared, moved away, and then blew herself up amidst a large crowd of people. Apparently this woman was carrying a bomb which was packed with nails and bolts and designed to inflict the maximum amount of casualties. I should add that this is a very busy evening in Moscow because it's the evening before school children go back to school, September 1st, and many parents out with their kids doing last-minute shopping. And it could be that this woman picked this time to blow herself up to try to take as many victims as she could.
We mentioned the two airplanes that were brought down a week ago, up to 90 people killed in those crashes. And that was also reportedly female suicide bombers responsible. Is there a connection that you see?
Russian officials not saying that there's any direct connection between the downing of those airliners and this particular suicide bombing this evening, but it certainly does fit a pattern, and it fits the broader modus operandi of these so-called black widows, as they've been dubbed in the Russian media. A lot of these women seem to be women from Chechnya who've lost relatives, husbands, brothers in the fighting there between Chechen separatists and Russian troops. What the Russians will say is a lot of these women have been drugged and put up to these types of suicide attacks by their relatives in Chechnya. So no direct confirmation of a direct connection between tonight's bombing and last week's downing of the airliners, but certainly a general pattern established, which has been set a long time ago.
Let's talk a bit about the possible political implications from these attacks. President Putin came to power promising security and stability, an end to terrorism and to the war in Chechnya. How do you think these attacks would affect his standing with the Russian people?
Well, these attacks have been going on for a long time. They haven't seemed to have dented President Putin's popularity that much, and he's a man who enjoys almost complete control over the political levers in Russia. I'm not sure that his first worry is about his popularity. It can be said that President Putin does say that these attacks are the work of international terrorists, that these Chechens who are blowing themselves up, the Chechen suicide bombers, have links to international terrorists. But that has not helped him win the hearts and minds of the Russian people in continuing the war in Chechnya. It's a war which continues to be very unpopular, and it is, after all, a war between Chechen separatists and Russian troops. So the argument by President Putin that this is all international terrorism hasn't exactly washed with the Russian public.
And Lawrence, briefly, as you talk to Muscovites about these terrorist attacks in the heart of Moscow, what is their attitude toward what's going on in the capital?
Well, many people, of course, are scared by this, but I have to say that Russians tend to be a pretty tough lot of people, and people right around me right now going about their business, businesses open right around the general vicinity of where this happened. I'm standing right across from the subway station now, so it's remarkably sort of business as usual in a lot of areas.
Lawrence, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets at the scene of today's bombing outside a subway station in Moscow.